Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Monday, February 7th, 2022. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Journey. Leading off today, Apple has provided some additional details about how it plans to allow dating applications in the Netherlands to offer alternative payment systems, a move that the company is being forced to do in compliance with a legal decision. The biggest tidbit from this announcement is more details on the so-called reduced commission structure. Apple typically charges 15% commission on purchases made using its in-app purchase system for developers making under $1 million per year. For developers making above $1 million, Apple charges a 30% commission. Apple has set the commission for alternative payment systems at 27%. This doesn't really seem like a very compelling option for developers, especially when Apple's own in-app purchase system is easy to use and deeply integrated into iOS. Dating applications in the Netherlands will be able to choose to offer alternative payment systems by linking out to a website or using a native in-app interface. But these applications must include special entitlements in their app and use an Apple API before redirecting the user. So Apple is essentially making it as complicated as possible to use an external payment solution, and you'll still have to give up a 27% commission. Apple says that this 27% cut is based on the price paid by the user and is, quote, a reduced rate that excludes value related to payment processing and related activities, end quote. Every month, developers will have to send a report to Apple that lists all of their sales. Apple will then send an invoice for its commission that must be paid within 45 days. There's still no details on when this new technology will roll out to dating applications in the Netherlands, but as we've said before, this could serve as a template for how Apple plans to address antitrust concerns in other countries as they relate to the in-app purchase system and the App Store. In other news today, Apple has quietly made a big change to Apple Music, reducing the initial free trial offer from 3 months down to 1 month. The 3-month free trial had helped set Apple Music apart from competitors like Spotify when it initially launched in 2015. But 7 years later, Apple seems to think that there's no longer a need to offer this extended free trial. The Apple Music website now indicates that all new Apple Music subscribers are eligible for 1 month of free access to the service. And after that 1 month trial is over, the plan will automatically renew at regular pricing. The reduction in the free trial period applies to all countries in which Apple Music is available, which is over 150 countries around the world. But Apple is still offering a 6-month Apple Music trial for new subscribers who also purchase an eligible audio product. This includes most of the Beats products, as well as AirPods Pro, AirPods 2, AirPods 3, and AirPods Max, and the HomePod Mini. Apple Music pricing also remains the same, starting at $5 per month for the Apple Music Voice plan, and $5 per month for students. The traditional individual plan costs $10 per month, while the Apple Music Family plan costs $15 per month. Apple Music is also included in the Apple One bundle, which starts at $15 per month for individual access to Apple Music, Apple TV Plus, Apple Arcade, and iCloud Plus. And for those keeping track, Spotify is currently still offering a free 3-month trial option for new subscribers, but only when they pay through PayPal. We are sponsored this week by Journey. This month, we're giving away Apple's latest iPhone 13 to one lucky reader to help celebrate the launch of the latest Journey cases from our friends at A-Logic. Designed to protect, the new Journey lineup of iPhone cases can withstand falls of up to 6 feet, and they're designed to age beautifully with high-quality leather that gets softer over time and ages with a unique look. They include very minimal branding for a clean and modern design, and they come in at just 0.07 inches at its edge. These are some of the slimmest leather cases on the market, and they even include a built-in array of magnets to support all of Apple's MagSafe accessories. You can get 10% off the new Journey cases for iPhone for a limited time with code JOURNEY10. Learn more and enter the iPhone 13 giveaway at the link in the show notes below. Rounding out today, Apple is reportedly planning to hold its first event of 2022 as soon as March 8th, according to a new report from Bloomberg. The report says that Apple is currently targeting a date on or near March 8th for the virtual event, which will focus on the new iPhone SE 3, an updated iPad Air, and the release of iOS 15.4. The report also says that Apple is planning a new Mac with Apple Silicon on the inside that also could come as early as March. The report cautions that the date for this event could change in the face of production delays or other changes. March 8th is a Tuesday, which lines up with when Apple generally likes to hold its event. So if this does come to fruition, we would expect invites to go out sometime the week before. The new iPhone SE is expected to feature an A15 chip on the inside as well as 5G connectivity. The new iPad Air is rumored to feature the same A15 and 5G upgrades, and a more capable front-facing camera with center stage support. In addition to the hardware expectations, Bloomberg also says that Apple is planning to release iOS 15.4 in the first half of March. iOS 15.4 is currently in developer and public beta testing, with new features including Face ID support for masks, universal control, and new emoji. Finally, Bloomberg says that a new Mac with Apple Silicon could be announced at this March 8th event, but additional details on what exact Mac this could be remain unclear. Apple is rumored to be working on new Apple Silicon Macs, including a more powerful Mac Mini, a Mac Pro, an iMac Pro, and a redesigned MacBook Air. But either way, following last year's mid-April event, it seems like Apple is returning to the spring event being held in March, which means we just have about a month to go before all of these announcements are official. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.